Hi, Jasmine. I don't have that information right now. I just sent over to the coordinator that you would like to meet with him before accepting the case to make sure that you're comfortable working with him. So once that's confirmed with the patient, they'll give you a call and set that schedule that, okay?
Oh, okay, because I told my mom too, because like she's tiny too, so I'm like, I'm stronger than him, but I'm like, it's a little different when a man, because males are like, you know, that heavier.
Yeah, no. So it would be just like pivot transfers from bed to wheelchair to recliner, you know, things like that. But I'm going to confirm everything with them because I don't speak to the patients directly, so I'm not really 100% sure. And I'll get the info to you as soon as we have it, okay?
Oh, okay. And I still have her key. I don't know what
I
to
know.
do.
And you don't go out there ever, right? I would
If
say.
I do, I was gonna think about checking up on her and like clocking in, just checking up her and spending a couple hours with her
Well, I don't
to
think.
see.
Because we did speak to the coordinator and we kind of left it that we were not working with her anymore. So let me just
Oh,
make sure.
she calls me too. She's like, you did more than a lot. I was like, I still have to send you the photos and everything. I'm just working out right now and my other, and I was like, oh, maybe, because she's not going to sign my time sheet.
No, that's okay. You just need to put NA in it. We know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I can on time today.
Okay, if you
And
want to do that, that's fine. We do still have the authorization for today, so you can go over there and speak with her and clock in and give her back her key. That's fine.
okay, would it be okay if I'm there around like 9 to get her key back?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't see why not. Just call her and make sure she's gonna be there.
I don't know where she's gonna be going if she hasn't
I
met her.
know, I know. I just don't know if she's gotten to the hospital, gone back to the hospital or anything, you know, because she hasn't been calling me, so I'm not sure.
She hasn't been calling me neither, and I
Yeah,
did.
that's what I'm saying. So I don't know. Like, if I feel like if she was home alone, she would be blowing up our phones. So,
Tell me about it. Yeah, I know that. Her. So she said that since I left, she's like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna go out there and see her." I said, "Oh okay, it looks
She
better
had
than
never, yeah,
she
she was a
said."
new service coordinator for her, so she had never even worked with her. So, I mean, she should have never been discharged to begin with. So I'm not sure if she went back into the hospital or not. If I hear anything, I'll let you know. I'll reach out and see if I can get details from the service coordinator. But you have her number, so give her a call and make sure that she's home and let her know that you need to bring her her key, okay?
Yeah, because I don't want to say like she's like I'm keeping it
I
hostage
understand.
or something, and
Yeah,
she
I
comes
understand.
and calls the cops.
I hear
Saying I
ya.
took her key.
No, no worries.
Yeah.
All right.
Alrighty. I'm gonna send you my times over. It'll probably be a little bit later
That's
today
fine.
because I'm working and
All right.
everything, and I'll just
Of
put
course.
NA when I get the time sheet.
Yeah. All
All right.
right.
Thank you.
All right, Jasmine. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.